Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we are going to discuss the Windows Time Service. A little bit about myself. I'm an expert in Windows Server administration, have been teaching and working in this field for over 20 years. I work with organizations and with people and individuals in all walks of life, including United States Air Force, Marines, the Navy, the Army, and other branches of the government. Myself, I started in the United States Air Force with IBM 36 and 38s. Then I went into college and focused on PCs while everyone else stayed with mainframes. I currently teach and consult in SQL Server 2005-2008, Exchange Server 2003-2007 and 2010, Windows Server 2000-2003-2008 and R2, Windows Desktop Operating Systems including Windows XP, Vista, and 7. And I also work with SharePoint, Windows SharePoint Services 3.0 and MOS 2007. Enough about myself. Let's get started. So when we talk about the time service is very important because it can cause errors. Errors in replication, errors in having people logging in and so forth. So when we look at this time service overview, computers keep their time on their internal clocks. And so this allows them to perform any function that requires a date or time. So for scheduling purposes, the clocks must be set to the correct date and time. So with time synchronization, computers set their clock automatically to match another computer's clock. On one computer maintains a very accurate time. That's going to be our PDC emulator, for example, and our Active Directory. So how does the Windows time service work? Well, with the Windows Server 2003 family, the Windows Time Service automatically synchronizes the local computer's time with the other computer on the network. The time source for the synchronization varies depending on whether the computer is joined to an Active Directory domain or a workgroup. If it's in a workgroup, it's going to be set manually, and you configure the time synchronization settings. One or more computers might be identified as locally reliable. But if you're using a domain controller, then what it's going to do is it's going to point to the PDC, which is the primary domain controller emulator, PDC emulator. So the PDC emulator dates back to when we were in NT4.0, going back to the dinosaur age. So Windows Time Service configures a domain controller with its domain as the reliable time source and synchronizes itself periodically with the source. These settings can be modified or overridden, so we can make it so that it goes out to the internet and actually updates the time. So what's the benefit of the Windows Time Service? Well, a benefit is the time synchronization ability to correlate the events on different computers in an enterprise. With synchronized clocks on all of your computers, you ensure that you can correctly analyze events that have happened in sequence of multiple computers for success or failure. Also, synchronized clocks will allow Kerberos to work correctly, because if you don't have synchronized clocks, then Kerberos version 5 authentication protocol might falsely interpret logon requests as intrusion attempts and deny access to users. So the time service is very important and should not be overlooked. Let's talk about some best practices of what we should do with the time service. Well, first, one of the first best practices, synchronize your domains with an accurate external time source. So what we're going to talk about is how we can do that by making a registry hack. But just understand this. The PDC emulator is the computer or the FISMO role within a domain that's responsible for the time. So we want to make sure that the time server is up to date. So what we can do is point it to an external time service. So that's one of the services out there. Now, you need to also check your event viewer. Make sure, and it's going to write events in the system log. You want to make sure that you periodically changed or check this to make sure that you don't have any problems regarding the time service. So let's look at troubleshooting. So say you have clients are not synchronized with servers. The clients are not synchronized in. This is because the time service has not been stopped or has been stopped manually. So what you need to do is open up the command prompt. You're going to type net start w32 time. That's pretty much it. And that should solve the solve the problem. But here's another issue. The time service generates an event ID 7023. And this is after we've upgraded to Service Pack 1. Well, the cause is the local service account has not been granted to change the system time permission. So Windows Server 2003 changes the startup configuration from the local system to the local service. Therefore, the account that was used, the local service or local system, is now the local service. The local service doesn't have access anymore. So what we need to do is we need to tell the operating system, hey, this is what we need to do. So what we do is use the domain controller security policy. We're going to grant change the system time permission to the local service account. And that should fix that problem. Now, if we get an error, W32 time event ID number 29, which the time provider NTP client is configured to acquire time from one or more time sources. However, none of the sources are currently accessible. Or we get the 32 time event ID 12. Here's some of the things that we can do. You got to understand that the Windows includes the W32 time, the time service tool that is required by Kerberos Authentication Protocol. The purpose of this service is to make sure that all computers that are running Microsoft Windows 2000 or later versions in the organization use a common time. So to guarantee the appropriate common time usage, the time service uses a hierarchical relationship. So by default, when you look at this, Windows-based computers use the following hierarchy. All client and desktop computers nominate the authenticating domain controller as their inbound time partner. All member servers follow the same process that the client desktop follows. Then we have the PDC emulator. All domain controllers in the domain nominate the PDC operations master as their inbound time partner. All PDC operator masters follow the hierarchy of the domain. So if we have our root domain and then we have child domains, that's how it's going to flow. So in this hierarchy, the PDC operations master at the root of the forest becomes authoritative. So it's the one, it's a head honcho. To configure the PDC emulator master without using an external time source, here's what we can do. We can change the announce the flag on the PDC master. So we're going to go into regedit. We're going to locate the H key local machine, system, current control set, services, 32 time, config, announce flags, and in the right pane, we're going to right click announce flags, and we're going to modify this. We're going to edit the D word value and type A as a value data. And then we're going to quit the registry. And then at the command prompt, what we have to do is we have to do a net stop W2 time and net start W2 time. And what that's going to do is that's now going to make it so that we are configuring it without using an external time source. Now, if we want to synchronize the time with the time server, then all we have to do is open up the command prompt. We type W32TM/resync. And what that'll do is resync the server with the time server. Now, to synchronize an internal time server with an external source, again, what we're going to do is we're going to go in to our command prompt, and we're going to type in W32TM or TM slash config slash sync from flags colon manual slash manual peer list. And what we're going to do is we're going to put the IP addresses and the DNS names that we're going to use for our external time source. Then we're going to type W32TM slash config slash update. And what this will do is this will then give us an external time source. So that's pretty much it. That's what the time service is. The time service is very important, and that's what you have to understand. The main entity within a domain is going to be the PDC emulator. And remember that the PDC emulator is going to be on the first domain controller that is installed within the forest. And also in each of the different domains, the first domain controller is going to have that. So each time we create a child domain, you're going to have a PDC, the RID, and the infrastructure master. But when you have the forest root, remember, we're going to have the schema master, domain naming master. Then we'll have the PDC, the RID, and the infrastructure also. And the PDC emulator is going to be our time source. So we need to make sure that this is configured correctly so that we don't run into the different errors that we talked about. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you're interested in viewing any other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show that you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the questions and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thank you very much, and bye-bye for now.